Glenn Losanto, I'm at home and I've got a visit from my local Tory prospective candidate, Carl McCartney. Carl, tell me a little bit about yourself first. I've looked at your page on the web and you know, it's the usual sort of stuff. Where were you born?
Good morning, Glenn. Yes, I'm the Conservative candidate here in Lincoln, and I was born actually in Birkenhead, over in the northwest, back in 1968. Lived in the centre of Birkenhead for the first couple of years of my life, and then lived nearer Chester for most of the rest of my life before I went off to college.
Where were you educated? Grammar school?
No, I wasn't. I went to my local infants and junior school, where I had a great time, learned to play football, thoroughly enjoyed my time there, made some lasting friends. Then went on to a school in Birkenhead, where I also made some good friends, and probably excelled in the one good subject for me, which was geography. Moved schools as well, where I went to my local comprehensive for a year. Didn't do too well in my A-levels first time round. Out of the four, I got one. So I was lucky enough to be given a second chance, and I went to a school in Reading when I lived with my uncle, where I took my A-levels again and managed to get a B in geography, which I went on to read at university. And I went to college in Wales. It's what was then St David's University College, now known as Lampeter University. Had a thoroughly enjoyable 3 years as an undergraduate, including an extra year, if you like, as a sabbatical, where I was the student union president.
So that doesn't sound like the archetypal Eton Tory upbringing. Is this a sign of the new Conservatives?
Possibly, yes. I certainly I wouldn't say that I had a privileged upbringing, so to speak. It was a struggle for my family. I think you could say from my roots, it's certainly very different perhaps to how historically maybe many Conservative MPs' background has been. But that's all to the good. My late grandfather, who only died recently, was a plasterer. I spent time learning his trade with him during my teenage years. My father's a pipe fitter welder. His posh title is a heating engineer, but he's known as a pipe fitter and welder. Yeah, my upbringing with two younger brothers was, I wouldn't say it was difficult, thoroughly enjoyed my childhood, centred around sport, a lot of it, and perhaps still does, although I'm perhaps a little bit old now to be playing so much sport. But yeah, I enjoyed my childhood time.
You've left university and your website says you started work. Where did you start work?
Well, after the first year of what you might call proper work as a student union sabbatical, I then worked in Stockley Park, which is a technology park, if you like, right next to Heathrow in West London, where I was a logistics analyst for Hasbro, which are an American toy company, which owned various things, including probably what now is probably most known is the... I only worked there for a year as a logistics analyst, probably because it works very much like the fashion industry in the toy industry. It works on a six-weekly cycle. Once you've done that for 6 months with the choice of three different computer screens, it becomes a little bit
monotonous,
and I thought there's more to life than this.
So when did you get involved in politics? Was this in your youth, or is this a more recent thing?
If you like mainstream politics, I probably got involved with after university, although I had joined the Conservative Party whilst at university, but that was because I'd met a young lady there at university who had been the YC chairman in Maidstone before she came up to Wales. That young lady's now actually my wife, so I suppose I could blame her, if you like.
Was that your first introduction to Conservative politics, or was Conservative politics in your family?
Politics didn't really play a big part in my family growing up. I've got to say, at school, I did enjoy the debates that we used to have. Not that regularly, but occasionally on a Friday, the last period before lunch. And I used to really get into the different subjects that we debated. And I quite often liked taking the side that I didn't agree with, and if you like, playing devil's advocate and putting the argument, which I perhaps didn't personally agree with, but for the sake of the debate was quite entertaining to see how far you could push other people. And it's perhaps, I'm a great fan of people watching and just seeing people's reactions to various statements. And I'm of the firm belief that, you know, you should be able to debate all sorts of different subjects with people, but once the debate's, you know, done and finished, you should be able to go off to the pub for a pint with them.
And all be friends again, I agree.
Oh, certainly.
Do you think that's something that's missing from modern politics?
I think in some ways it is. And I have to say, in my own experience, certainly locally here in Lincoln, and certainly probably prior to that elsewhere where I've lived and also at university, it's much easier to, if you like, get on with the opposing side in politics when they're old Labour as opposed to new Labour, who really seem to be quite...
Cocksure?
Yeah, and adversarial in everything that they do. And perhaps I don't think there's a need for hate in Main